And on the telephone is tonight's winning goaltender, Nolan Meyer. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, Les.
The shot clock says 39-16 in favor of the Oil Kings, and you made 38 saves, and I know you. You're going to say that, hey, I like that. I don't mind that we get outshot by a better than 2-1 margin. I like the work, right?
Yeah, I think personally, I think you feel the puck more and you kind of get into a rhythm. But as a team, I think we got to try and find ways to get more shots and kind of limit some other teams' chances.
Does it make it any extra pressure on you when you see early on in the hockey game they've got 6 shots on goal and you guys don't have any, and as a result that you better make some saves in order to make sure you hold your guys in until they get going?
No, I think that's just my job, no matter how many shots either of the team has. So I'm just worried about keeping my team in and giving us a chance to win and just not letting in that first one.
Okay, I'm giving you credit for the best save of the night tonight was the one where you laid down on your left-hand side and got the glove out up against the post and made the stop off Jakub Demick. And then I saw the overhead view, and I wasn't so sure that it was an actual save. What did you think of the play?
Yeah, it was kind of a broken play. I recovered back, and I fell on my back, and I just swung my arms up trying to catch a puck. And I don't know if it hit me for sure. I can't tell you if. Can't tell you that, but it was kind of a broken play, and I had a lot of help with my teammates back there helping me out.
How important is athleticism to your style of play in goal?
I think it's a huge part. I think that's definitely something is kind of a foundation of mine and something that I like to always come with and bring to the table. So it's a huge part of my game for sure.
And then the other part of it, of course, is battle, never giving up. And I think that's the other thing. That's what I saw on display on that particular play, is you're not giving up on the puck. There could be a wide-open goal, and you're not going to let it just go in easily.
No, of course not. I think no matter what or who you're playing or when you're playing, I think it's just always having that battle. And it was put on a good show tonight.
I asked this question to Tristan Robbins. I'll ask it to you as well as a veteran guy on this team. How impressive is this win tonight over Edmonton compared to some of the other victories you've had of recent ever since New Year's Day?
It's huge for our confidence. I think we know that we can play with the best teams in this league, and it's just finding that consistency for sure. So now we just got to bring that style of play to teams that are lower than us or right at us, the same as we do when we're playing against teams like Edmonton.
Well, Red Deer's a pretty good team coming in here again. You guys always seem to be able to raise that level of play against a team like that. So obviously the expectation is tomorrow night, yeah, we're going to play just that same way against Red Deer.
Yeah, I think that's what we try to do every night. You have to kind of string them along together and just kind of get that consistency, like I said, playing anybody.
Great. Nolan, congratulations on a big victory for yourself and for the team tonight. We wish you all the best moving forward, and especially tomorrow night here against Red Deer.
Awesome. Thank you, Les.
All right. Nolan Meyer of the Saskatoon Blades.